This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, neighbors. Welcome to another edition of the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. Join me today is Matthew Sheets with Be Strong Fitness. Welcome, Matthew, and thank you for being our special guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me on, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you so much. So we're here today to talk a little bit about your company and what it's all about and who it is. Let's just jump in and ask that question. Just tell me about Be Strong Fitness and what it's all about.
Absolutely. So I started Be Strong Health and Fitness about 3.5 years ago. And the vision I had for Be Strong was to really provide a place that offered just incredibly high quality personal training focused on functional fitness, but also had a very relational component to the gym in terms of just how we care for our clients and the results we deliver them. So I wanted to, in my mind, I had this vision of a gym that felt different than a typical gym that you go to nowadays. It was relational, it was results driven, but ultimately they just really cared about the clients and their journey. So that's what I never saw and wanted to create, and that's what I created. So yeah.
That sounds fantastic. I know I've been in your gym myself, and I can attest to the fact that that's exactly how you feel when you go in. You feel that everything's very personal. So I can attest to that fact myself. Tell our listeners about your journey. How did you come about getting into this career?
Cool, man. Well, like a lot of people I find in this industry, right, a lot of times it happens through a personal experience, and my story is no different. So growing up, fitness just felt like a very safe place for me to channel a lot of emotional pain and frustration. Growing up, just family life was very tough, and I just really turned towards fitness during those teenage years and even throughout high school and college to really channel that energy, like I said. And, you know, eventually that turned into not only just a passion for myself, but a passion that I helped my friends and family with. And then eventually I just became a personal trainer myself and started to help people professionally in that way. And then that's really how it began. And it's just obviously blossomed into something much bigger than I could have imagined.
Well, congratulations. I'm very, very thankful for your success up till now.
Thank you, Scott.
My pleasure. Can you tell us about any myths or maybe misconceptions that people hear about your service or industry?
There are a lot, but I'll just give you a couple that come to my mind immediately. One really has to do with women specifically, and unfortunately, this is still a very old school mindset and a false ideology that women are really just afraid of muscle, and it doesn't verbally come out that way when you're having a conversation. Usually it comes out in terms of like they don't want to look too bulky or they don't want to put on too much muscle. And the reality is, Scott, that muscle is an incredibly beneficial and life-giving thing, because the reality is, like, when people get old and weak and immobile, right, what's the first thing that usually what's one of the biggest things that causes that problem? It's the loss of muscle mass, right? And so muscle is literally life and death. And I know that sounds dramatic, but it can literally make the difference between a high quality life and a very low quality life. And so in that same conversation, a lot of women don't realize how beneficial from a health perspective gaining and maintaining muscle mass is. And obviously, hormonally, men and women are very different in the way they build muscle and store muscle and maintain muscle. And so from a very baseline perspective, muscle is one of the most positive things for women and their health. And if I could kind of shout one message from the rooftop, that would be like high quality strength training for women specifically is one of the biggest blessings you can give your body. And unfortunately, so many women are stuck kind of in the old school mindset of only doing cardio and only doing things that seem to work against what we know now from science is beneficial, which is strength training.
Wow, that's good information. I'm sure a lot of ladies out there will appreciate you imparting that knowledge to them. Speaking a bit on the personal side now, Matthew, what when you're not in the gym and you're not in there helping clients become stronger and gain that mobility, what are you doing for fun?
That is a good question. And I'm going to kind of give a philosophical answer. I don't mean it to sound like this, but really the past 3.5 years has been very consumed by business. And that's just because it's a young company and it's required so much of my attention. And so I haven't, in terms of like living a balanced life, I'm not sure that my life has represented that well over the last like 3.5 years. But I am finding more time as the business is maturing and I'm building my team. I am finding more time to step away and just do things that are, you know, separate from the business. And one of those things that I absolutely love to do is travel. And, you know, like even this year alone, like I've gotten the opportunity to take a few trips and I have a few more on the calendar as well, which I'm excited for. But I have a huge passion for ministry and travel. And obviously those two things can be combined, but sometimes they're not. And sometimes they're just for fun. And so like, you know, whatever. But I went to Norway this year earlier and I'm going to South Africa in May. And then I have a few more trips scattered throughout the year as well. So travel just like kind of resets me and just is just a really cool way for me to step out of the typical routine and to just be refreshed in that way. So I love to travel.
Yeah, there's nothing like traveling, seeing different places. That's for sure. Can you describe maybe one hardship or life challenge that you rose above, and because of that, now you can say that you're better or stronger for it?
Absolutely. It kind of feels like life is kind of a timeline of those trials and those tests and just learning to overcome those. And so I could name several, but I think just in terms of how my fitness journey and how my passion kind of became my own in terms of fitness, it was really when I was a young kid, like 10, 12, 14, 15 years old, that my family split up, my parents got a divorce, and it wasn't a good situation. And it was a very hard and stressful 5 to 6 year period of my life that was really defined by a lot of court battles and a lot of just a lot of fighting. And that was a very, very, very hard time for me personally, especially as a kid who hadn't really fully processed that or had the maturity to understand that correctly. And so once again, all of these things kind of bleed into each other in a good way, because it was just really during that very difficult and confusing time that I found something in fitness that gave me a positive outlet to channel that energy in a physical way and expressing that in a physical way. And so that was super helpful for my mental health at the time, just to be able to have that outlet. So that's something that has been super hard to overcome in my life. But I'm also a person of faith, and I can see how the Lord has used that in incredible ways to redefine my story and to really just be a blessing in ministry to other people. So, yeah.
Well, amen. I appreciate you bearing your heart on that. And sometimes those challenges are difficult to tell, but I appreciate you bearing your soul there.
Absolutely.
Getting back to the business side, Matthew, you told us a lot about your business as far as looking at it from the female point of view. But overall, if there was one thing that you could shout out to all the listeners about your business and you would like for them to know, what would it be?
That is a very good question. There's so much I want to share. I just think I don't have like a one sentence punchline that's going to just mic drop the audience. But what I will say is, like, I think the hardest things in life, if we're super honest with ourselves and we look at our life and we kind of audit our experiences through the lens of our life, I think the times that we've most experienced progress in our life has been when we've done it through the lens of relationship. And I just can't stress the aspect enough of, life is hard and changing your health and fitness is hard. Losing weight is hard, building muscle is hard. It's all hard, right? But what makes hard things so much more attainable and easy and a good experience is when you have a relationship to help guide you and teach you and be patient with you and instruct you and, you know, be a coach and be a friend. I think those two things can coexist. And so I think one thing I just really want to reinforce to people is, like, you're not alone in the sense of these things that you want to attain or kind of maybe even the hopelessness you feel, right? Like, there's people who genuinely have your best interest in heart and want to help you. And I'm proud to say that I built a company that really is founded on those strong values and principles.
Fantastic. Just as a kind of a question, throwing it in here, is there one particular success story that stands out to you, that somebody that you've helped there in the gym? Is there one particular story that stands out that you just shared with us?
There isn't one. There's so many stories, and this podcast could be about an hour long or longer. But there's a theme that I'm constantly reminded of that's super beautiful, and I just want to share it with you now. I mentioned that I'm a person of faith, and believe me, we have all different types of people with all different values and beliefs all across the spectrum who are members at my gym, and I'm really proud to have that diversity and have that audience with them. But one thing I've really noticed as a constant theme since the beginning of the business, even literally, like, I just had a consultation and a meeting with a woman who all but, like, just confirmed this so much to me, but it just seems to me like there's a constant thread of the gym being a place where people can come and challenge themselves and better themselves and be treated with kindness and respect and love, but it's also a place of safety. And so for me, as a believer in God and as a Christian, like, it seems like my gym serves as just a very safe place for people to discover or rediscover their purpose as God would have them chase it and pursue it. And so for me, I'm like, it's just really an honor to see people, you know, better their physical health and literally, I mean, no pun intended, but be strong, right? Like, literally be strong and grow strong. And just as a quick caveat, like, there is no finish line. Like, it's a constant process and journey of becoming stronger each and every day. But it's just super honoring for me to be able to, you know, steward a company that really journeys with people well and journeys with people very individually and personally. And so to me, it just serves as a very safe place for the people of God to do that in.
Amen. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us today. If somebody wanted to learn more about Be Strong Health and Fitness, how could they contact you or stop by and visit or whatever the avenues are they have to reach out to you?
It's a good question. We're very active on social media, so you can find us on both Facebook and Instagram at Be Strong Health Fitness. But yeah, you can visit our website, which is bestronghealth.com. And, you know, they can call us or send us an email, but, you know, that tends to be the best way to reach us.
Okay. And where are you located for all our listeners out there?
Yeah, we're located downtown on Chestnut Street. So it's 2101 Chestnut Street and it's Suite 113. And big landmark is that we're right across the street from, you know, Finley Stadium. So it's pretty hard to miss, but yeah.
All right. Well, Matthew, it has been a pleasure meeting you today and getting you to tell about what your business is and your heartfelt part of it, not only, but also what you actually do to help other people spiritually and physically as well. So thank you for being with us today.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And to all you good neighbors of the Cleveland and also the greater Chattanooga area, after meeting Matthew and learning more about Be Strong Health Fitness, we hope you'll take a moment to consider all they have to offer and remember them when you need or want the services they provide. And before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all for taking time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and operated businesses of the greater Chattanooga area and also in Cleveland. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com or call 423-380-1984.